Today I'm going to share with you my best stretches for back pain if you drive all day. And I know what you're thinking, what does a middle-aged woman who teaches yoga know about driving and back pain? Well, I can tell you from our drive across the country when we spent 12 hours a day in a car, I learned a thing or two about driving and back pain. So I have a few tricks up my sleeve. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. And when you subscribe and press that little bell, you'll get some great videos coming your way, including yin yoga for constipation and breathing exercises that will help you fall asleep. So you're probably wondering, what are the best exercises or stretches for back pain if you drive all day? Well, a couple of weeks ago, I got an email from Texas Jack. He says, Dr. West, my lower back feels so much better. I truly appreciate all your efforts to help so many individuals with your style of yoga. Thank you, Texas Jack. It is your ministry, if you will, to reach out and bring physical, emotional, and mental healing to so many of us. Do you have any suggestions for me? I drive a truck 10 to 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. So I do sit a lot on my job, which, as you pointed out in one of your earlier videos, the sitting posture contributes to stiff hips and a weak back. I really love it when you guys listen to what I say. That's awesome. Are there any intermediate stretches I can do when I get out of my cab about every 2 or 3 hours? Bless you and your family, Texas Jack. So this is such a great question, Jack, and I want to say that first off, the best thing is something that you're already doing, which is getting out of your cab every 2 to 3 hours, which may be something that most people do already because you have to go to the washroom, but I seem to recall Tim pushing us through longer stretches than that. So I'm going to share with you today my favorite things that I would do when I would get out of the car to help just stretch the back, and there are three things that you can remember. One is walking lunges. This will relieve those stiff hips and open up those stiff hips and relieve your tight back, and it'll get you moving as well. So you ready for me, Tim? Okay, so you're just gonna do walking lunges. So normally in yoga we would do these kind of more statically, but you're going to walk as you do them. And you can do these through the parking lot on your way to the bathroom, and you see how they really open up the front of your hips and they'll relieve your tight back. That's the first one. And the second thing is called washing machines. And the way you do is you lift your heel and rotate away, and lift your heel and rotate away, just like a washing machine. This one is great to relieve those tight muscles all around your spine, so you get that relief from the tension in your back. So washing machines, super simple. The third exercise that I have for you is called cross crawls. What you're going to do is you're going to take your opposite hand to your opposite knee. This reminds me of my aerobics training days. But it's kind of like crawling, but standing up. And what this does is it creates core strength. It creates that stability in your core. And so it's more of like a preventative exercise if you have back pain. So as Texas Jack said, you know, when you sit all the time, that core gets really weak, and then that leads to back pain too. So it strengthens your core, creates that inner stability. You can do this, you don't really need to do it standing in spots, so you could do it also as you go to and from the washroom and on your way back. This one's also really good if you're feeling kind of mentally sluggish from sitting in the car too. It's a really great brain yoga exercise, so it'll bring you back. So if you watched all the way to the end, then I have a gift for you. Go to melissawest.com/backpain and I will send you my 7 days, or maybe it's 8 days, of my best yoga classes for back pain. And that'll come right to your inbox. And as you know, I love my fabulous finishers. So if you made it all the way to the end, then put I'm crawling away from back pain in the comments. Be sure to like the video and maybe send this to your friends that, you know, spend a lot of time in the car, because this could be really helpful to them. So thanks so much for watching, and thanks Texas Jack for your question, and I'll see you next week.